Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators. And on the board tonight, we've got Liam Bryant. Liam, good to see you there.
Good evening.
All right. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
And Tim, don't we live in a beautiful area? There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, motorcycle riding, hunting. You know, the list goes on and on.
Take a breath there, Diane.
I know.
Hey, tonight we have an amazing guest that I am excited to talk with.
Me too. That's right. We have Cassie Zuko from the Miner's Cache, and we will be talking to her about gold mining in California. And this year could be the next California Gold Rush.
Ooh, I'm excited to find out about that. I got to meet Cassie last week at the Sportsman's Expo in Redding, and she was gracious enough to join us tonight, and we'll get to her in a little bit. So, Diane, how's it going? Do anything outdoors last week?
I did.
Yeah?
I know. I really did. I actually went to the River Trail. The River Trail's nice.
It's really beautiful. Oh, yeah. We're blessed with the River Trail.
You know, people were kind of zooming past me, but, you know, I have my little dog.
Uh-huh.
And
Is that a dog that you have?
Well, my baby, actually. Mm. I mean, I rock him at night.
Little is an understatement.
He's beautiful. I love my dog. I don't know about
dog. Oh, well, good. You got out on the River Trail. And
I did.
How far did you walk? Did you walk more than 200 yards?
I did. You know, I did. I was frustrated trying to do some things to my garage, and I got frustrated, and I said, I'm going to walk it out. So,
nice.
So I decided to go down there and walk it out.
So are we inspiring you here, Diane?
You are, because I know that question's going to come to me every Friday.
That's right.
And I don't want to say, no, I didn't do anything at all. That wouldn't be, why would I be here?
That's right. Hey, and you know, our board operator, Liam Bryant, he has been doing the mountain bike riding for the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge.
Yes, I have been.
How's that going, Liam?
It's good. I've been trying to bust them out. I got more done. I didn't realize it had only been a week, but I got quite a few done than I thought I would. So
right on.
I'm enjoying it. I went on a ride late last night, and it was kind of disgusting, I'm not going to lie. The rain was dumping, and the mud was flying. But
yeah, it's wet out there. Slushy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
So far, what has been your favorite trail to ride on?
I don't know. They're all so different. I did Hornback last night, an easy one.
Right.
I mean, just a night ride's always fun. You can't beat a night ride. Mm. I mean, there's something about it being disgusting that makes it fun. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, there's something about like the grind that's like so fun.
Oh, yeah, I agree. When I'm out there doing my hikes, I love to just hear sometimes just my feet hitting the ground,
the sound of that.
I enjoy it. This last weekend, I did a couple different hikes. I hiked up to the Chamais Peak, or is it the Chamais Peak? I don't know how to say it.
Chamais. Yeah,
I knew it was something like that. Chamais. Thank you, Liam.
Yeah,
the Chamais Peak, hiked to the top of that.
Was
beautiful
that your first
view.
Time?
No, I've done that several times before, but I went up there partly because they had the Shasta Dam Grand Prix going on.
Oh, that's right.
And so I got up there to a place where I could actually see some of the races going on Saturday for the youngsters.
Oh,
you know, they were off in a distance. I wish I would have had some binoculars or something, but that was fun. And then Sunday, I decided, hey, I'm going to hike up to Brandy Creek Falls. And so I started at the parking lot. The road's closed to the trailhead, but there is the trailhead for the Brandy Creek Falls Trail at the bottom
that
of
would
the
be
parking
lot.
It's pretty, but, you know, I'm looking at the distance. It's about 4 miles to the falls, according to the sign. And so, and it's an 1800 foot elevation gain. And I mean, it is up and up and up and up.
Oh no.
Beautiful views though along Brandy Creek there. And I really did enjoy it. But when I got to the actual trailhead, in the summertime you can drive to that portion. When I got to that, I started running into snow. And of course I had Calamity Jane with me and we're up there hiking.
She loves it, huh?
You know,
she just loves that snow.
I wish I could hike like her. I think she goes uphill as easily as she does downhill. and so, but the snow started getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
Wow.
I got to the 4 mile mark and I thought, okay, I'm going to sit down. I had a little snack, fueled my body. I got up, I went around the corner, and there was this huge tree across the trail. So I used the excuse of, I've gone far enough. So I didn't make it all the way to the falls.
That's okay.
Yeah, I will have to do that hike again.
Were you at least close enough to hear it?
Yeah, were you?
I could hear the stream very loudly below me. I don't know if part of what I was hearing was the falls or not. But I estimated, even though I was at 4 miles at that point, I had about another half mile to go, so that would have been added a full mile to my hike. So I turned around and I came back, but still felt successful. I got out there, enjoyed God's great creation. Being
so, how is the regrowth there? Is it really
well? The first part of that trail, I'm seeing quite a bit of regrowth. You know, pine trees growing up
right
where the car fire went through. As you get closer to the falls, it wasn't touched by the car fire very much, and so there's still this wildness about it. Some cool little bridges that you cross, and the streams are just running full.
I love those.
You know, so
cold though.
Oh yeah, absolutely, a beautiful place.
Yes.
Well, Diane, I got to tell you, we've got a brand new sponsor for this program.
I am so excited.
I am too, so it's Professional Exterminators, and so Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our brand new sponsor, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators has been around for 15 years, and they are definitely aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals who will take care of anything from ants, spiders. I don't like spiders. Do you like spiders?
No.
Wasp. You ever been stung by a wasp?
I
have too. Not fun.
Not fun.
Roaches. Cockroaches are definitely one of my least favorite.
They go so fast.
You know, I lived in an apartment when I first moved out from mom and dad, and mom was sad, dad was okay with it. But I moved into this little one-bedroom apartment, and it had cockroaches. And I had never really experienced cockroaches. And so I bombed them. You know, I got the bomb thing. And so I bombed them, and the cockroaches were gone. Well, the next week, the neighbors that live right next door to me, they bombed their place. And guess what? All the cockroaches
came
are back. That's why you need professionals.
Yes, I agree. I need to call them myself. I'm having some issues with some spiders.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and they also take care of smaller rodents, which seem to make their way into the, you know, storage shed, garage, and even the house. And I'm talking about mice and rats. Ever find a rat in your house?
Oh, mom has a video of a cat with a rat in its mouth right next to her on her gate.
Oh, man.
I mean, she needs to call him.
I had one time. I was living in a duplex this time, but it was backed up to a field. I got up in the middle of the night, was going to get something to drink out of the refrigerator, and when I walked into the kitchen and turned on the light, this large rat, I think it had a tail about 5 feet long, dropped off of the refrigerator. And ran off somewhere. I don't know where. Scared the living daylights out of me. I remember going back to bed that night, tucking my blankets in tight around me. not a fun thing to say. This is why you need professional exterminators.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
And they'll also do pest trapping, you know, like skunks, raccoons, and any
other
kind
that,
of
that they do the trapping.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So if something's bugging you, give them a call.
Okay, how do I do it?
Yeah, 530-338-2822. That's professional exterminators at 530-338-2822. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Cassie Zuko.
Can't wait.
Gold mining. Yes.
Yes.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistled in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia.
All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And Diane, if people need to get a hold of us or if they'd like to contact us, how can they do that?
Well, they can find you on Facebook under It Does My Soul Well. And we also have It Does My Soul Well at gmail.com. And the webpage is itdoesmysoulwell.com.
It Does My Soul Well. Right on.
I think that is the easiest website and email I've ever seen, so that's awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I came up with that myself.
I love it.
It was like one of my better moments, maybe.
Yes. I love it.
Well, Diane, we got Cassie Zuko here, and along with her husband Joe, they own the Miner's Cache here in Reading, and they've been gold mining and metal detecting for years, for decades, actually. I met Cassie last week at the Sportsman's Expo in Reading, where they had a nice area set up outside. I asked Cassie, I walked up to her, and I said, who is the expert on gold mining? And she kind of threw her arms out, sort of like a, ta-da, me.
Yeah, that's right. That's perfect.
And so, Cassie, welcome.
Thank you. Awesome.
It is great to have you here. I have been really excited to have you on this program. After I met you, I knew that we had to get you here because this is a form of outdoor recreation. It gets people outdoors in God's great creation and doing something really fun that actually can pay off. And so it sounds thrilling to me. So tell us, Cassie, how did you get started into gold mining?
Well, on my third date with my hubby, he took me prospecting. And we found a little creek, and I got some gold, and I was hooked, totally hooked. So There you go.
Is that how it happens for some people? I mean, they go out and they actually find the gold and then they're hooked.
Oh, yeah.
It's that gold fever. Is that what they
More
call it?
More than you think.
So you and your husband, Joe, right?
Yes.
You've been doing this for quite a while. And I was looking on your website, which is at theminerscash.com. And, you know, I'd encourage people to go by there and take a look. And and you have some pictures of things that you have in your shop and gold mining products and everything that looks like to me that a person could use to go out and do some gold mining.
Sure do. We've got everything you need, and if I don't have it, I can get it.
All right. And so now, how long have you owned the Miner's Cache?
Well, Joe and I have only owned it for a couple years. Okay. We actually bought it from Chip and Stacy Hess, who had owned the shop for 48 years.
Wow.
Here in Redding.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we took over so they could retire and go prospecting on their own.
Okay.
Wonderful.
That and it sounds like it was the perfect place for you and Joe to run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, the products you have, are they for sale or are they just, can you rent something? Because my husband really would love to do this, but I'm not sure, you know, I want to, he might do it for a day and not be his thing, but I know that he wants to try.
Well, we don't rent a lot of products, but we do have all price range.
Oh,
so,
nice.
You know, you can get started for $10 going out and just taking a pan out to the creek and a snuffer bottle, and you'll find some gold.
Yeah. And so do you give some people demonstrations on what to do?
I do. We have our own panning tub there in the store. And so we teach people how to pan for gold. I also have my, what is called a river of gold, which is a real working river that is set up, and you can move the rocks around and the water flows, and it shows you where your gold's going to land and everything.
Wow.
And we also have a mine shaft in there that's got a fluorescent mineral display.
Oh, awesome. What are some other products that you have there at the store?
Oh, we have sluices. We have metal detectors, all different kinds of metal detectors from, you know, your little coin detectors all the way up to the big boy gold ones.
Oh, awesome. So are the coin ones not able to detect gold?
Oh, yeah.
Gold?
Yeah. Every metal detector will detect gold. It's just the size of the gold that it will detect.
Okay.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
So the ones that are bigger, they'll find smaller pieces of gold?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So I know that you and Joe do a little bit of both, of the going out there to the streams and the metal detecting,
yep.
If I'm correct.
Oh,
how,
yeah.
How did you get hooked on the metal detecting part of it?
Well, when we were living in Southern California, we met up with this man by the name of Ed Malota, who he was a White's metal detector distributor.
Okay.
And he started talking to us about getting a club started down there, which was the Gold Coast Treasure Hunters, actually. And we helped found that club before we moved, and he was the one who got us started detecting for coins and then going out looking for gold with our detectors also.
Nice. So what kind of places would you go to with a metal detector that you wouldn't just normally, you know, other than maybe a stream where you would pan?
Oh, there's a lot of places. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you wanted to go look for some gold, no water needed. Just go up off of Keswick to North Street at the end of North Street.
Really?
Yeah.
That close?
That close.
Wow.
We have a lot of gold that we've found within the city limits of Redding.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You know, Redding was founded because of the gold, you know.
Is that right? I thought Redding was, it was because of the train station, but Shasta was more the gold.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was Shasta, but I do know that there was a lot of gold back then. So.
Right, right. Yes. Well, you know, some of us older folks would know, but
younger
people don't.
I think the gold
don't
the
remember gold. As well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, So that is really interesting. Have you ever found gold just walking along and seeing it?
No, I have not. But a friend of mine, a friend of a friend, because you know you can't tell, he found a nugget up in French Gulch, and he was walking along the road.
Wow.
And he said he saw something shiny, picked it up, stuck it in his pocket, went back home, and sure enough, it was a nice chunk of gold.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Now, Cassie, one of the things that we talked about on Saturday and you made mention of really intrigued me, and that was the fact that this year could very well be the next California gold rush.
Why is that?
I want to know.
Well, okay, so unfortunately we had all those devastating wildfires, right?
Yes.
Which burned not only thousands of homes, but it also burned ground cover and trees. The fire was hot enough that it cracked bedrock. It just split things open. So then you've got all this exposed. Well, then we had rains, which caused mudslides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that stuff was all washed down. And then, to top it off, we had all that snow,
yes,
which froze it all in place. Now we're going to get the warm temperatures coming in. We're going to get a lot of flooding from all that snow. It's going to go all into our rivers. It's replenishing all the gold that we have taken out of the rivers.
Nice.
And to top it off, the bigger kicker is that, like, today at 5 o'clock, I checked, and the spot price for gold was $2,023 an ounce.
Holy smokes.
Wow. I'm doing this.
You are?
I am. I want to do
this. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Plus, I want to know what a snuffer bottle is.
What is a snuffer bottle?
It's a little bottle with a little tube on the end that you use to suck up the gold.
Right. Ah. Snuff it up.
It sounds like some kind of drug to me. I'm not
sure. I know. I don't want to know what a snuffer bottle is.
Pass me the snuffer bottle.
I couldn't get past that.
The snuffer bottle. I actually knew what that was because, you know,
I do a little bit of research,
but there are some things that I do have some questions about that I'm not really sure. One of my questions has to do with the different sizes of nuggets. I was watching some YouTube videos and some miners, and they were out there, and they were attaching names to the different sizes. You know, I mean, one miner described one as looking like a booger, but other than that, I don't think that's an official name.
Right into a snuffer.
Yeah, went right into the snuffer. Got that booger right in there.
Yeah.
But Cassie, what's the terminology?
Oh, you've got the nuggets. You've got your pickers. You've got your clinkers. You've got your what they call dinks and pennies. You've got and flakes.
Okay.
So all the way down to your flour, your fly specks, your fly poop.
Oh man!
Wow!
Yeah. Wow!
I just like a nugget. That's what I want. A nugget.
How big does it have to be a nugget?
Usually it's half a gram.
Half a gram?
Yeah.
Okay. And a half a gram is how much of an ounce?
No, there's 31.1 grams to an ounce.
Okay. There we go.
All right.
So
I want a nugget.
I'm not that quick on math, but that's worth a few dollars.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's really nice. Well,
my husband's really excited. He has been wanting to, and I started to think, I'm not telling you where he thinks the gold is, because he would just be so mad at me. He'd say, everyone's going to go there now. So I can't say where he thinks it is, but I can tell you he's going to do it.
He is going to do it.
Yes.
Well, we'll see. I think that would be great. I hope that he hits a really big strike.
Oh, I'm going to tape video. I'm going to get my phone out, and it's going to be on video.
Yeah, you guys bring in a lot of money.
Because it's going to be the funniest thing you've ever seen, I'm sure. It is.
Yeah. So, you know, getting back to the gold rush, so we're seeing even I go out on hikes. I'm out on trails all the time, and one of the things that I'm seeing is a lot of trees have fallen over, the dead trees. Does that kick up gold also?
Yep, those root balls, you want to check them out, because those trees have been here for, some of them, for hundreds of years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, 175 years ago in May is when Pearson B. Redding actually found gold on Clear Creek.
Wow, okay.
So you know, those trees that have been there that long, those root balls can hold that gold right in there.
Okay. Wow. That is just amazing. Well, listen, we are going to be taking a break here. Want to thank again our guest, Cassie Zuko from the Miner's Cache. We've got a lot more to talk about. I want to get into a little bit more of the nitty-gritty of where to go, what to do when you get there, how to get started, all of these things. If you have a secret spot that you can share with us, that's okay. And also, at least it's okay with me, we do want to thank our sponsors again, Professional Exterminators. You're listening to Shasta Outdoors.
And never enough play. And I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
I'm Diane Morgan.
And we have Cassie Zuko on the program today. But before we get any further, you know, I mean, every weekend to me is a time to get outdoors. And I'm always curious, what is the weather going to be like? Liam Bryant.
Well, I have some good news for you.
Yes.
It looks like the rain's going to let up on Saturday. So
nice.
We're going to have a high 64. It's going to be mostly cloudy, and we're going to have a sunny, warm Easter, 75 degrees, partly cloudy.
Nice.
So I'm not complaining. All right. I am hoping that we can continue that because I'm done with the rain. I love the rain for the first month, and then I can't do it anymore. I just can't.
I think I'm there with you.
I need the sun.
Right. I'm so excited, though. I mean, it needs to be nice weather because tomorrow,
yes,
at 7:30, starting at 7:30 a.m., the Farmers Market, they're coming back. April, it says April 8th here, and I don't know if anyone knows this or if you've ever been, Tim, to the Farmers Market, but they have live music. And dance performances.
I'll be dancing.
And let me tell you, I mean, when if it's raining, it's going to be a little difficult to do all that. But rain or shine, I believe they're going to be there. And the market is going to be located behind the Redding City Hall. Shoppers can find unlimited selection of fresh-picked, locally grown fruit, vegetables, nuts, eggs, pasture-raised sausages, honey, jams, coffee, you name it. They've got it. Sounds good, and I am going to be there. I want to go.
Yeah.
I love that live music. I can't get enough of it. I love it.
I do, too. And so it's something I look forward to every year. Great place to go see a lot of people in the community there.
Bring your chairs.
Bring your chairs. Yeah, if you want to watch the live music. So we're here with Cassie, Diane, and
she has
been sharing some good information with us. Cassie, where in this area can people mine for gold?
Clear Creek.
Clear Creek.
Go over to 273, take Clear Creek Road all the way up to the Salmon Overlook.
Right.
Park there, go either direction, go down to the water, you get your gold.
Awesome. So what are the regulations? Are you familiar with some of the regulations
and
what people can and can't do and where they can go and can't go?
Right, yes. So you can pan, you can sluice. You cannot dredge unless you are outfitted to be a special dredge through public lands for the people.
Okay.
So you can't have any motorized or mechanized equipment on the water. So no sluice, no dredges.
What's sluice?
A sluice is a long box that you put in the water, and then the water flows down over the riffles.
Nice.
So you put your dirt in there, and it catches your gold in the riffles.
Okay.
So you cannot dredge, and you cannot high bank. Those are both no-nos.
High bank, what is high bank?
High banker is where you have a motorized, it's basically a motorized sluice, and it's usually two stacks high.
Okay.
And it's very powerful. It's a very powerful sluice. But it's also very, it can be very destructive.
Okay. And so as far as going to a place, I'm assuming it has to be some sort of public land, unless it's your own?
Yes. You would either need to be on, say, public land, BLM land, Bureau of Reclamation, things like that.
Right.
Clear Creek Greenway is good all the way up to Whiskeytown National Park.
Okay.
Ooh. Whiskeytown National Park, you can pan in there. You have to get their $1 panning permit. And, yes, it is totally worth it to go behind the Tower House in Crystal Creek and Clear Creek up there. You can get a lot of gold out of there.
Wow. One of the things that I was noticing as I was watching some of these YouTube videos is these guys going down to these creeks, and they were actually removing large stones from the side of the creek, and they were finding gold beneath some of the large stones. Is this a typical practice?
Very typical. Very typical. We always try to put our stones, our big boulders and things, back where we found them, just to keep the stream bed cohesive.
Right. And so, let's say, Cassie, you go to a stream. You're looking at the area. How are you going to approach that area when you say, this looks like a good place? How are you going to approach it to mine that area?
I'm going to look there. The first thing I'm going to look for is an inside bend on the river, because that's where your gold is going to start collecting. And then I'm going to start looking for the plant life and see if there's any roots down there.
Okay.
So I'll take some of the plant life maybe and just kind of wash their roots a little bit and then see if there's any gold in that. And then once I start finding the gold, I'm going to trace it back up to where I get the most.
Awesome. And what about like in the crevices of the rocks or the boulders? Is that a good place to
look for? Oh, yeah. We actually sell crevicing tools.
Okay.
So we have big crevicing tools, little ones. We have people who like to go out sniping for gold, which is where you put on, well, a full wetsuit or however you want, and you wear a mask and you use a snorkel, and you go under the water, and you get down in there, and they do that a lot down on the Yuba and some of the bigger rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So they do it here on the Sacramento too.
Is that right? So even in the Sacramento River, people are finding gold.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Interesting. Is that gold then coming from areas that are below Shasta Dam?
Some of it, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've got Rock Creek, you've got Middle Creek, you've got Motion Creek. There's a whole bunch of little feeder creeks that come in to the Sacramento.
Right.
And they're all feeding that gold into the Sacramento.
Yeah. One of the things I noticed out and about hiking is that all of these tributaries are running.
Oh, yeah.
They are just fuller than I've seen them in years, actually.
It's beautiful.
And it's amazing to see how much water is actually coming down. And you know that it's got to be washing some of that gold down into
Absolutely.
The streams.
Yep.
let's talk about some large gold nuggets found in this
area.
Yes,
let's do that.
Tell us a little. I know you've got some information on that. What are some of the larger nuggets that have been found?
Oh, do I? Okay, so in 1851, there was a 56-ounce nugget found in Whiskey Creek.
Wow.
So that, in today's money, that would be well over, worth well over $100,000.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yes.
And in 1870, three miners found a 184.5-ounce nugget in Spring Creek.
Oh, wow.
Spring Creek.
In 1921,
I'm writing these down.
I know, right? I know.
In 1921, two local residents found a gold nugget weighing 19 pounds, 2 ounces.
Wow.
That's a boulder.
Pounds.
Yes, that's a boulder.
That's big.
That's big.
Okay.
And so lately, there have been several 1, 2, and 3 ounces found in this area.
Nice.
That is really nice.
That's just amazing to even think that how that gold can make its way down a creek.
Yeah.
It actually, at that size, makes its way down.
Well, when you think about the force of the rivers going down, like even right now, it can move boulders, you know, the size of a Volkswagen.
Yeah. Water power is extreme. I mean, it really can change things.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that, because I know when I go around different streams and creeks and I see just the difference from one year to the next, how much it can actually change.
Yes.
And so some of that actually, you know, can bring some of that gold in. I've got a question for you, Cassie. When a person finds gold, how did they exchange that for cash?
Well, there's several places here in town. The miners' cash, we will buy gold also. Mm-hmm. And the Gold Mart, and I think Chuck's Coins. There's a few places like that that will buy your placer gold.
Okay. Is there a difference in the quality of the gold when someone brings it to you?
Not for us.
Okay. So it's just based solely on the weight of that gold?
Yes.
Then. Okay.
Nuggets, some of the bigger nuggets are different. Depending on the character of the nugget and the size and everything, they will go for more money.
Okay. And I am assuming, because you're a business and you're maybe not giving necessarily the market price for that, because you've got to make money on that yourself. And so are you able to tell me?
We usually pay about 78% of what the spot price is for gold.
Okay. That's great.
Yes. Because I wouldn't know what to do with it. So just give me the cash. No.
You know, I think if I found a really nice nugget, it would be hard for me to sell it.
I know.
Right
I thought
away.
The same thing.
I would maybe want to make something out of that.
Dig a hole through it and put it on a chain and put it around your neck.
Right. You know, put it as on a ring or something like that.
Oh, yes.
And so.
I know. I'm with you on that, because it's such a rare thing. Maybe you find one once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm going to try, Tim. I'm really going to try.
Yeah. So, Cassie, you touched on this just a little bit, but say someone like Diane, who doesn't have a whole lot of money.
Yeah, you can donate to Diane. Dot.
And she wants to get started in gold mining. Yeah, about what would it cost somebody to do that?
I think you could get your pan, your snuffer bottle, a vial to put your gold in. You can get all that for easy $20.
That is great.
Yeah, that's really
nice. I can do that.
For $20, hey.
I'm just going to borrow it from you.
So. See, I told you she doesn't have much money. Actually, she has a lot of money, because she won't spend any money. It's a hard thing to try to get her to do anything. But anyway.
and if she wanted to cheat a little bit, she could buy my pay dirt, which has gold in it.
See that? It's already there. You could just go home, just kick back
just
in your bathtub,
you
light a few candles.
Yeah.
And just take the pay dirt in your pan right there.
I would feel like a winner.
Find some gold.
I would feel like a winner.
Hey, we're going to have to take a break here, but we've been speaking with Cassie, and she is with the Gold Miners Cache here in Reading, along with her husband, Joe. It's been some great information. I'm hoping that it's getting people excited about getting out there and do some gold mining. We have some more questions for you, Cassie, and so we're going to pick your brain a little bit more here. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors, and we are being sponsored tonight by Professional Exterminators.
And I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming...
All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
Not all the gold is in a great big bank in Beverly Hills. We're finding out that they are in the hills of Shasta County. Liam, as we've been talking about this, you shared with us a little bit that your grandfather used to do some of this gold mining.
My great uncle.
Oh, great uncle.
Yeah, so I inherited a bunch of little maps and he was a bachelor for most of his life, and he was just kind of like, you know, he raced cars and went gold mining and found ghost towns, and he was one of those guys. So when he passed away, I inherited like some gold pans and stuff. But
do you have a snuffer bottle?
I don't know. I don't know if I have a snuffer bottle. But what I do know I have is I have a bunch of little maps that he's like hand drawn, like locations where he's found stuff.
Treasure map.
Yeah. How much would you sell the map?
Yeah, I want to know.
I don't know. I'd really have to think about that one.
There's a price for everything, right?
Right.
And so that's really cool. Doesn't this, Liam, this gets you excited about getting out there, right?
We were talking on the break. There's this, I mean, I guess like for me, you know, like the way gold has been communicated is, you know, we had the gold rush, and then the gold rush ended because the mines dried up and people stopped finding gold. So for me, you know, it's always sounded fun to me to like go gold panning, but it's like, I'm not going to find nothing. But man, oh man.
Yeah, with what we're hearing tonight from Cassie.
This is groundbreaking.
Coming
for
back.
Me at least.
The new gold rush this year, 2023. If you get out there and do it, and if a lot of people do it, are we going to be called the 23rders instead of the 49ers? Yeah, I'm a 23rd.
God, I hope not.
The new 49ers, right? Hey, Cassie, you know, is this just more of a hobby for people? Can people make a living doing this?
You know, there are places that people do make a living doing this. Up here, not quite so much in Shasta County.
Right.
Trinity County and Siskiyou County and down in Placer County. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
really.
There's people that actually do it full time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I know that some people get really hooked on it. Liam was talking about his great uncle who was a bachelor after hearing all the things he did. Maybe I understand why. I remember years ago, I worked up in Willow Creek for 3 summers when I was in high school, and coming back along the Trinity River, there was a lot of people that were gold mining the Trinity River, both the gold panners, and they had some of the dredge.
Right.
Where they go out and they were sucking up the sand. And now it sounds like maybe it was like that back then, that they've got to have a special permit to be able to do something like that. But majority of the miners are probably out there with gold pans, with the sluice boxes and things along that line.
Oh, yeah.
And but I do remember stopping, I don't know, I think it was in Junction City at one of the little bar cafes there, and there was a young man there, and he had a little vial, and it was about half filled with small gold nuggets in there, and, man, he was so proud of that gold. And this was back in the day when minimum wage was about $2.85. an hour. So back in the latter part of last century.
Before I was born.
Yeah. And he was saying that at that point in time, he was, you know, making about $10 an hour doing it, which
was big money then.
It was pretty good money at that point in time. I mean, that would translate today to about $45 an hour or so.
Yeah.
And so I could see that if somebody really knew what they were doing, that they would be successful. And how much, Cassie, does that experience play into your success?
Well, it really does. It plays into the success of my business and everything. Mm-hmm. There's one person up in Trinity County who actually has a rafting business. You know, he's a guide, and he also takes people who want to prospect and takes them on trips down the Trinity.
Nice.
You know, we have people all over the place that buy this equipment, buy things. You know, they make a living in Alaska. You know, we have a lot of miners. People don't realize, but we have a lot of miners that live here that work in Alaska during the summer.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So are there any gold mine, you know, the traditional gold mines in California any longer?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have the Washington mine in French Gulch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
and
a big one.
It's an active mine.
It is an active mine. Yes,
okay.
It is.
And in those cases, they're looking for like a gold vein or something like that,
yes.
Right?
They have what they term the number seven. The number seven vein was the hottest vein up there. It was, just very, very loaded with gold.
Wow. If you're out walking around, is there any kind of rock or material that you're looking for that indicates that there could be gold here because of this other material?
Yeah. Well, you want to look a lot of times you want to look for your quartz, and you want to look for the dirty looking quartz, not the milky white stuff. Mm.
Okay.
Because most of the time you're going to look for mineralization in it. Now, in this area, we also have shale and we have greenstone, and the gold can be in all of that and more.
Okay. Yeah, when I'm hiking, sometimes I'll come across portions of the trail that I'll see the quartz, but it's obvious to me because it is that white, milky, but some of the quartz is not like that. It's just really dirty.
Really dirty.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm taking notes here, by the
way. But gold is typically, I mean, it's sedimentary rock, right? I mean, it's been pressurized into the rock. Is that how?
It's a liquid form when it comes up. So it basically kind of like coats the inside of your vugs and all the different places inside your quartz and things like that. In your seams, you're going to look for the contact seams where the minerals would be coming up from that magma-heated silica.
Right.
Interesting. Cassie, is there any kind of group or organization or club that somebody could be a part of that would help them get started in this?
Oh, there are several. But the one here, there are two local ones. There is the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association. They meet on the third Thursday of every month at the Anderson Grange Hall at 7 o'clock. And they're on Facebook and on the web also. Then we have the NorCal chapter of the Gold Prospectors Association of America here. So they meet on the first Thursday of every month at the Anderson Arts and Crafts Building.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock.
Nice. So there are organizations that somebody, if this is of interest, can they just go to these meetings, check it out?
Yep. And you can see what it's all about. You know, Shasta Miners has 8 different claims, and I have just been told that we have a new one coming that's going to be awesome because one of the nuggets that I mentioned above was found on the same creek.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how competitive are these gold miners?
You know, they won't tell you where they got their gold. That's for sure.
It's kind of like a fisherman, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of places you can go, and there's a lot of places we tell people where to go to and take them. But a lot of people will not tell you where they go.
I'm not telling you.
It's interesting, those YouTube videos that I was watching.
Yes.
Everyone, I was thinking, where is this? Because they never would say where it was.
That's right.
What creek this is. I'm looking at the area. I actually, you know, did a search for Shasta County gold mining, trying to find videos, and I did. But they would never say what creek they were on, what area. They would say things like, we had to hike 2 miles in to get to this place, but never would say exactly where they were. So I do see it as being somewhat secretive.
Oh, yeah.
We know someone that has a map now on them.
Right. Well, you know, maybe we could just follow Liam home.
I think so.
See where he's got that map. Stashed away.
Let's do it.
And so once he gets his blackout on his Bigfoot Adventure Challenge bike,
I'm moving the gold pen.
You're going to move the gold pen.
Right in there.
He was telling me before the program that he might go into the trail running and try to black out that, but I think that's changed, right, Liam?
I might. Yeah, no, it's changing. Yeah, it's changing.
Let's just say, if we don't see him here in a couple of weeks, we know he's retired. He found the nugget, he's retired.
Right, absolutely. Well, Cassie, I just want to tell you, it has been a genuine pleasure having you on here, and we want to make sure that people know how to find the Miner's Cache, get a hold of you. The Miner's Cache, you can go to the website, the Miner's Cache. Now, cache is C-A-C-H-E, and so the MinersCache.com, or you can email Cassie at the MinersCache.com, and then you can also give her a call. It's area code 530-410-3122. Again, that's 530-410-3122, and stop by the Miner's Cache. Go meet Cassie, go meet, is Joe there too? Yeah.
Bring the kids too.
Yeah,
I mean,
come check it out. It sounds like a fun place to check out. That's located at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, unit number eight. That is just a few doors down from, Jones Fort.
Yes.
If people are familiar where that is. And so easy place to find. Cassie, we hope that we get a lot of people coming by there for you. And thank you again for being on the program tonight.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope we can get a lot more people involved in it.
Absolutely.
I'm signing up.
I think you've got at least 3, maybe 4 people here that are
I may not
ready
be here in a couple of weeks.
Hey, Diane, again, I want to thank our sponsors, the Professional Exterminators.
And just, I need to call them.
Just so you know that Professional Exterminators, they are locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva. They're amazing people who are an integral part of this community. So no matter what you need, you can call them and they will give you a 0 obligation free estimate.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
You don't
cool.
get things for free very often.
Yeah. And, husbands don't count as pests. So if something's bugging you, give them a call. 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
All right. I mean, what a great show.
Oh, this was a wonderful program. There was a good reason why I was excited about it. I'm going hiking this weekend. What are you doing?
Going to go buy a snuffer bottle. You know what I think it is? I think I just like to say that, snuffer. I don't know what it is, snuffer bottle.
Yeah.
You know?
I saw those are, you know, you squeeze the bottle, it's like an eyedropper kind of thing, and then you reach down into that crevice and you
snuff it out.
Let it go, and it sucks it up.
I see. I love that.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think my husband's been just super excited about me allowing him to even, you know, get some stuff to go panning.
Right. So all right, you guys. Hey, listen, it's been great having you as a listener today. We thank you so much for listening to Shasta Outdoors, and we'll be here next week. Take care.
Fast on a rough road, riding high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young like a new moon, rising fierce through the rain and lightning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.